Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on in 1 Samuel 17 with the life of David. And we've just seen where David went to Saul and he says, hey, don't let anybody's heart fail on account of that Philistine out there. I will go. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. And I think it's significant when he says that your servant type of thing. He wasn't being braggadocious. He wasn't being arrogant. He's just declaring, I am willing to go. Okay. And it's interesting because, the Philistine was the one that Goliath came up with this idea. You know, hey, send one of your guys out here to do this. You don't really see Saul saying, okay, let me see who I can find. But over a period of time, apparently he decided we're going to have to do something because he started making offers to the men. Okay, he made an offer. Remember that offer? If you will go and fight him, if you kill him, then there will be great riches and great reward. I will give you my daughter. And then also your father's house and your house will be tax-free among the people. Well, boy, that's a deal right there, right? But nobody took him up on it. They are all kowtowing into fear. David says, nope, no far. I'll go fight. Watch Saul's response. 1 Samuel 17, verse 33. Then Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, or really but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth. And folks, is this not what happens so often? Okay, we all find ourselves subject to responding in this kind of way and doing this kind of thing. The previous generation will just automatically put down the first generation, will automatically just dump ice water upon them, will automatically just declare, you're not able to do it. You can't do it. And that's what the king said. King says, you're not able to go against this Philistine. You can't go fight against him. You're just a kid. And you're not a warrior. But he's been a warrior his whole life from the time that he was your age. So I'm just declaring as the king, you can't do it. So what's David to do with this? You're standing before the king. You have boldly volunteered. You've boldly said, hey, don't let anybody's heart fail on account of this. That's really significant because what had the king allowed to happen to the heart of his people? Yeah. The king had allowed the people's heart to fail because of the fear of the king. The king wasn't doing what he should have done. He should have gone to battle against Goliath, against all of them. He should have realized what David realized and what David declared. Hey, you're the armies of the living God, not of the dead gods of the world, but of the living God. So what does the king do? He just comes along and just crushes it. You're not able to do it. Okay, you're just a kid. This guy's been a warrior from the time he was a kid. You can't do it. What does David do? Does he just turn around, hightail it out, embarrassed, feeling foolish, the way that a lot of us feel about a lot of things when we stand up before the king with some things? No, he didn't do that. Watch what he does, verse 34. But David said to Saul, your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go. And may the Lord be with you. Well, you know, there's so much going on. There's actually so much excitement right here. So much boldness is happening right here. You know, so much faith rather than fear. But also, you know, if it wasn't for the fact of what you know and what you will learn about Saul, your heart and he breaks for him. Because his response was what? Go, and may the Lord be with you. And I don't think it's this great declaration. Go in the name of the king. Go in the name of God. Go and may the Lord be with you. I think it was a go from the point of view that he realized that everything that David said convicted him and convicted his armies and convicted the people from what they should have been doing. And now he's just saying, may the Lord be with you. You know, he doesn't know what the outcome is. He hopes he defeats him, I imagine. But he probably also hopes that he gets defeated because David has revealed the true heart of the king who what? Remember? The Spirit of the Lord had left him. The Spirit of the Lord had left him. So now he had been just being consumed with fear. Now, what did David do? He stood before the king and he didn't take no for an answer. The king just said, hey, you're not able to do it. So he brought a little bit of his resume. He says, your servant. Your servant is tending his father's sheep. And he gives some examples. He says, a lion has come along. A bear has come along. Excuse me. But apparently, this had happened more than once. And he said, these animals would come and take a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. See, it wasn't just this kind of thing. So often we tell these stories that they come across that David was defending the animals. Yes, he defended the flock, but he was proactive. When one of the flock succumbed to the attack of the lion or the bear, he went out. He went after that lamb of the flock. He attacked the animal. He rescued it out of his mouth. So apparently the lamb of the flock wasn't killed. He rescued it. And when he rescued it, and the lion or the bear rose up against David, he seized him by his beard, which makes you think it's probably a lion because they have a beard more than a bear does, right? He seized it by the beard and he killed him. So this is what? Intimate, 101, in your face warfare that's going right here. And then David says this, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And he declares this truth. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. He's going to be just like that lion and just like that bear that I killed. Why is he going to be like that? Because he's been taunting the armies of the living God. Is that the third time I think we've seen that phrase? He's been taunting the armies. And you know what? God is not pleased with this. David doesn't say that, but he says it by his actions because he says this, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of that lion, delivered me from the paw of the bear, he's going to deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. It's not because of David's great ability to fight the battle. No, it's because he is the Lord's warrior. He is the Lord's vessel. He is the Lord's. Here's the Lord's army, the living army of the living God, who's being taunted, and they have not stood up. David says, I'm going to stand up. The Lord's going to deliver me, and he is going to bring victory. Oh, folks, where do we stand? Each one of us individually. Do we stand in the victory of the Lord knowing who we are? Or do we bow down in fear? Do we acquiesce to the ways of the world? You say, well, you know, yeah, I'm in the Lord's army. Yeah. But, you know, I really can't do anything about this. No, folks. No. Not at all. The Lord is calling us to a mighty, mighty, mighty work and to be his armies. Learn some things from this. Pay some attention to this. Read this over and over. But there's more, and you know it. We'll see it in the next episode. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.